This is the Morning Report and the Morning Conversation at 831 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Umpqua Mineral Club having their big gym and mineral show, 52nd annual, this weekend out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Jason Jacob is in from the club. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. Talk about what people will see if they come out on Saturday or Sunday.
So we got a family fun event there at the fairgrounds at Douglas Hall, and we have a kid zone with a bunch of little kid games. We've got displays. We've got vendors. We've got some demonstrators from the gold prospectors to a wire wrapper to someone teaching people how to tumble rocks. And so it's just going to be a nice event there out the fairgrounds.
And how long have you been into this?
I've been into this probably about 20 years now. Been active in the club for about 14. So been at it for a while, and really enjoy kind of what the club's about is teaching people from rock hounding to lapidary work to, you know, just regular geology knowledge.
So talk about lapidary work. What does that mean?
So lapidary work is anytime you take a stone from rough and change it into a carving, a pendant, anything sort of like that is what lapidary work is.
And I'm just looking on the Umpqua Rock Show website, some of the pictures of some of that indeed, where people get pretty creative with what they do.
Yeah, and that website is UmpquaRockShow.com, and that'll give you some more information on the show if you're interested. But yeah, it's a, like I said, a real fun family event. It's free for the public. That's something that we pride ourselves on, having a free show for the community to come learn about rocks.
And my understanding is that because of sort of what we have here with the Umpqua River system, that this is a particularly great spot to be into this hobby.
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest is amazing. People come here just to check out our rocks. And then in Douglas County, there's just a myriad of different places you can go to collect rocks and things like that that really show some amazing, you know, when you cut the rock or grind the rock, it pulls out some beautiful just they're beautiful.
And what kind of knowledge level do you have when you get into this? I mean, it would seem like just to get started in this, you almost need some classes or some help. And maybe that's part of what the club does.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, you know, where to find these rocks. We have people that do field trips to show you where the rocks are, how to get the rocks, because sometimes they're on the top of the surface and sometimes you have to dig for them. And knowing where to go and what you're looking for can be a challenge if you're doing it for the first time. And the same thing with learning how to cut or grind a rock. We have a shop where you can go to learn how to do those sort of things. Because the hobby is not cheap either, because you can spend a lot of time and money and not be successful in having a club where some of the old timers have made those mistakes, so you don't have to.
And you've got a lot of things out there. You've got dealers. Talk about what they offer.
So the dealers are basically people that have rock for sale. So it could be anything from rough rock where you can take it and do something with yourself, or cabochon, where that's a rock that's made into a pendant, or not quite to a pendant, where someone can make that into jewelry. And then we have a lot of fine jewelry makers that have pendants ready for you to buy.
Now, you're having a Wheel of Fortune here, and somehow I suspect this is slightly different.
That is basically in our kids zone, and you spin the wheel, and everyone's a winner because there's a rock on every spot, and there's usually like a jackpot prize where it's a pretty cool rock.
Now, there's a silent auction. What's that about?
So silent auction is where we have rough rock that the club has collected, and you bid on the rock. And if you're the winning bidder, you essentially win the rock.
And how many folks do you have in your club?
So the club itself is about 100 members. We meet at Westside Christian Church on the second Wednesday of each month, and we typically have between 40 to 60 members in attendance at those meetings. So a pretty active and robust club.
Now, is this part of like a state association?
We are associated with a couple groups. There's a state group in a it's a federal group in the Northwest. So yes, we have a couple affiliations.
52nd annual show. It is hard to maintain an event for that many decades. How has your group managed to pull that off?
People committed to the love of rocks, and that's what I think has kept it going. And I love that we have a junior program where we have young parents getting involved with their kids and becoming very active members. One of the guys was involved just because of his son, and now he's extremely involved, and I think he's in it for himself a little bit. But it's great to see things like that where someone, because their son likes it, you know, they end up coming to love the art as well.
Now, you mentioned that it can be a bit of an expensive hobby. Talk more about that.
Yeah, so a lot of the equipment is really expensive. Like a saw, you're looking at anywhere from, you know, $1,000 to $3,500. The grinding machines, you know, over $1,000. So that's why the club has put together those machines so people can use them to see, hey, is this something I'm interested in getting this equipment myself and doing it in my own garage? Or is this just a little hobby that I want to do it every so often and just use the club's equipment?
Now, if people come out on Saturday or Sunday, what are the hours?
We are open from 9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
And what's the admission?
Free.
And why do you guys make it free?
We make it free because we want to be inclusive to everybody in Douglas County or outside of Douglas County. We're promoting this show outside of Douglas County, so we want people to come to Roseburg to check out a pretty big club that has a lot to share.
And give folks the website information again if they want more information.
That's umpquarockshow.com.
All right, Jason Jacobus, the 52nd Annual Rock and Gem Show this weekend. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.